You're listening to the Chiro Basics Podcast, the show dedicated to chiropractic practice success. Here's your host, Nick Fisher.
All right, chiropractors, welcome. Thanks for joining us on today's session. Today, we're going to be talking about social media ads, specifically for Facebook, because that's the big player today, but also Instagram and TikTok. This kind of applies for any of the major social platforms. Really, we wanted to dive into this because it's really common for chiropractic offices to run Facebook ads. Maybe you've run them for yourself before. Maybe you've had someone do them for you. And a lot of offices, they struggle with this. And we really wanted to dive into, you know, the proper way that we should be running Facebook ads for your practice to make sure that you're getting the most success out of the ad spend. You're driving the results for your practice and you're seeing the growth that you want to see with your social media promotion. So we're going to go ahead and dive in to this. Let me go ahead and flip the slide here. Okay. So first things first, we got to look at the strategy for how you should be running advertising on social media. If you look at the population, you can pretty much bucket them into two primary categories. The first category is going to be this category of people we call educated. These are people who they already know about chiropractors. They're familiar with chiropractic care. They either see a chiropractor today that maybe they have before. They understand the power that it can have on their health and their lifestyle. And they're already out there actively looking for that care. When they have a problem or they want to see a chiropractor, they go out there and they find that solution. So that's one bucket. A lot of times, these patients, when they're ready to see a new chiropractor, they're going to go out there and they're going to find one by searching for one primarily on Google, but maybe another search channel. Maybe it's through a referral. But that's going to be the educated bucket. The other bucket is the group that we call uninformed. These are people who don't understand the power that chiropractic can have on their health. So what we need to do is we need to teach them, because they're not going to go out there and search for you if they don't understand the impact that it can have. There's a huge portion of the population that does not know that chiropractic care can improve their overall health for all the different symptoms that it can. There's lots of people driving by your office every single day, hundreds and thousands of people that are experiencing back pain, that are experiencing headaches, that are having these problems, and they just don't know that you're the solution for that. They don't know to stop at your office and to get an adjustment. They don't understand that. So we got to teach them. We got to connect those dots for them. I was actually reading a study that was talking about how only about 10% of the US population sees a chiropractor each year. In comparison, 65% are seeing dentists each year. Probably every 6 months. I think that's the recommended timeframe. But the point is that why is there such a big gap? Well, the reason why is because more people in the world are educated about dental hygiene. You know, it's been taught by dental providers over and over and over again that we need to clean our teeth every day, that we need to go see a dentist to get the deeper hygiene done on a regular basis. It's been part of our lifestyle that we need to go see dental care providers. That has not been the case for chiropractic care. The idea of spinal health and spinal hygiene isn't really out there as large as it is for the dental industry. So when it comes to social media, you know, people, this is a great avenue to start educating people about the power of chiropractic care and why they should be seeing a chiropractor on a regular basis. Since there's such a large portion of the population that is not familiar with chiropractic care, we need to use social media as an avenue to bridge that gap of knowledge. You know, 90% of the population is not seeing a chiropractor on a regular basis. So we need to think about how to use the social media channels to drive that education. And we need to first think about how they're using Facebook. So the difference between those two buckets, the educated versus the uninformed, is people are not on Facebook actively looking for a chiropractor. Their intent to get on Facebook is to engage with their friends and family, to look at photos, you know, those type of things. They're looking, you know, liking cat videos. Those are the social aspects of using those platforms. They're not going to Facebook to try to find a chiropractor. So when a lot of offices run Facebook ads, they think that there's this concept out there that you can run lead generation ads. A lot of times it's a discounted offer, and you're just going to have this flood of new patients come into your practice. And unfortunately, that's typically not the case, because most of the people that are seeing your ads on Facebook are not familiar with chiropractic care. 90% of them haven't seen a chiropractor in the last year, maybe ever. So we need to start looking at Facebook a little bit differently and start using it as a channel to engage and educate and teach the power that chiropractic care can have. Make them become believers of the care and how it can have a positive impact on their life and their health. So let's look at Facebook a little bit differently. First, let's dive into, this is a patient funnel. If you look at a traditional sales funnel, it's very similar. At the top of the funnel, you have awareness, then you have interest, and then below that you have conversions, converting people, and then below that you have promoters. So let's dive through this. A lot of offices, when they run Facebook ads, they run these conversion ads. This is very, very common to run these lead generation ads. Typically, it's a new patient special, you know, a discounted offer, click here, sign up, and you collect that lead. And then your goal is to try to get that lead to actually come in for an appointment. And once you get them in there, then you can start teaching them and showing them the power that it has. The problem is that for the 90% of the people out there, they don't know that chiropractic care is going to have such a positive impact on their health. They're not bought into that lifestyle, or, you know, they're there. Maybe you're collecting leads and you're struggling to get them to convert because they haven't bought in. They haven't been educated. They're tire kickers. You deal with a lot of bad leads. You know, a lot of times they're not picking up the phone. They're not responding to text messages. They're not responding to your emails. It's because they're not committed, that they're not educated. So we need to look at this differently. And so instead of just running lead generation ads and going right to the bottom of this funnel, we need to start at the top. We need to go up to the top and fill the top of the funnel by driving awareness. We need to teach people the power of chiropractic care. Now, one of the best ways to do this is to actually create video content. So you can write articles, you can promote your website and stuff, push out landing pages, those type of things, but nothing beats video. Video content is super easy to consume. It's addicting. It's very memorable, and it creates a long-lasting impression. It's also very inexpensive to promote video content on social media. It's very, very, very cheap to get a lot of views for your videos on Facebook and Instagram and even TikTok. So we need to start there. We need to fill the top of the funnel by driving awareness through the form of video content. We need to get you on camera. A lot of chiropractors struggle with this because it's intimidating to get in front of a camera. You don't know what to say. You don't know like the topics you should talk about, the structure. Do you have the right equipment, the lighting, you know, all the editing afterwards, the post-production? That whole concept can be very intimidating. So, you know, we have other trainings that can help you with that. So, you know, look at some of our other content where we talk about creating Facebook videos and educational content in general. That'll help. But, you know, just know that creating video content is going to be step number one, because this is how you're going to push out that educational content to people in your community and start teaching people the power that chiropractic care has. What's really great about social media and the digital space is that you have this massive ability to track what happens online. So in relation to the social media program, when you promote a video, let's say you create a video and that video is, you know, top three tips to mitigate headaches, for example, you promote that video and you get, you know, a few hundred, maybe a couple thousand people in your community that actually see that video or watch that video. Once they engage with that video, you can now put them in a bucket and start retargeting them over and over again. which means that you can keep feeding them more content, more videos, more articles, more links to your website, more education, all of those things to keep hitting them over and over again. Now, what's really great about this is the people that watch your video the first time, they're watching it because they have some level of interest. Maybe they're interested just a little bit because they sometimes experience headaches. Maybe they're interested a lot because they're dealing with like heavy migraines all the time and it's a big problem for their life. Regardless, they're somewhere on that spectrum, that either a little interest or a lot of interest. There is some level of interest. Sometimes, you know, there's enough interest where they'll actually convert quickly because they're dealing with that problem right now and it's really impacting their life and they want to make a change. Other times, maybe they're not experiencing it. Maybe they were just curious. Maybe they have a friend or family member and you know it's more passive interest. Either way, you put them into this bucket of people who have engaged with you. They've watched your video, they visited your website, they read your articles, whatever the case is, and now you retarget them. You feed them more and more education. Teach them about something else that chiropractic care can do. Teach them about lower back pain. Teach them about carpal tunnel. Whatever the case is, you can keep feeding them more and more education material through the form of retargeting. Again, video content works best, so it's nice to push more videos in their direction. And the more and more they see your videos, a few things are happening. First, they're becoming more educated. They're becoming more familiar with chiropractic care. They're starting to understand the power that it can have on their overall health and all the symptoms that they deal with on a regular basis. Not only for them, but also for their circle of influence, their friends, their family, etc. The second thing that's happening is you're creating a ton of recognition for you. If you're on camera and they see your face over and over and over again, or they see your practices brand, like the logo and the name over and over and over again, they now know who you are. There's rapport that's being built through this online interaction, even though you're not actively engaging with them in that moment, they're still learning about you. They're starting to see you as this go-to expert, the authority figure for these problems. So when you run video content, you're educating, you're building brand awareness for you, you're building awareness for your clinic and your practice, and it starts to become memorable for them. So if they watched your video on headaches, and then a month later, they're having like massive headache issues, the first person they're going to think of is you because you taught them about headaches. You taught them where headaches come from, tips to mitigate headaches, and how you treat headaches. So they're going to come to you for that help. So that's the second step. The top was building awareness by pushing out video. The second step, once they show that level of interest, you need to retarget them over and over again. Keep feeding them content. Keep educating, keep promoting, keep building that brand awareness and that recognition. Then once you've nurtured them, now you can convert them. Now you can pull them in through maybe it's a new patient special. Maybe you invite them in for a consultation, whatever the case is. Now is the appropriate time to try to convert them. Some people will continue to work down the funnel. They'll keep watching your videos. They'll keep learning. And some people will fall off. But the people that do end up sticking through it and watching more content and engaging with you and eventually converting, those quality of leads are going to be significantly better because they're educated. They know who you are. They trust you. And now they're committed. Now that they're like, I want to make a change. This doctor has taught me all these things and I know who he is. I trust him. I've seen him around. Now I'm ready to make, that commitment to take the next step in improving my overall health. And of course, once you get them into your office, you want them to become promoters. That's the very last step. You provide top-notch treatment, the top-notch care, make them feel really good, use the correct language, in the office to turn them into promoters where they're referring their circle of influence, their friends, their family, the people at their place of work to come in and see you to have an impact on them. So, there's different strategies for creating referrals from your existing patient base, but that's kind of the goal. Work through the funnel top to bottom. Don't just run lead generation ads. That's a big miss because you're 90% of the population that isn't seeing chiropractors on a regular basis probably doesn't understand why they should be seeing you. So we need to start with education. It's a three-step process. Drive education through content, nurture that audience through retargeting, and then convert them. usually through a lead generation system, maybe it's some type of new patient special, whatever that case is, get them to make that next step to come in and see you. Now, this strategy is different. It does require, you know, commitment for you to create content, get on camera. We have lots of training material on the best ways to create these videos and how to, how to speak, you know, things to cadences to follow, topics to use, how to actually record the video so it's high quality. If you go to our website, we're throwing a link up here, chirobasics.com/topics. There's actually a free download where we give you a list of topics of things that you can do. I think there's like over 80 different ideas that you could use for video content for your practice. You know, you can check out that resource, and then we'll also give you some other information on best ways to actually record and, you know, promote and all those different things. So check out that resource if you want to, you know, dive into this. It's different and it takes a little bit of extra work, but the quality of the leads that you'll get and the actual brand recognition and growth that you get for you and your practice is going to be substantially better than just running lead generation ads through new patient specials. Those discounted offers can only get you so many leads before you hit this wall where you're not getting any further with your practice. You're not actually seeing the growth. If you think about Facebook ads differently and you start at the top of the funnel, you drive awareness, you build that recognition, you get your name out there over and over and over again, you're going to start getting recognized in your community. You're going to be at the grocery store. You're going to be at the gas station and people are going to be like, oh yeah, that's that chiropractor that I saw on Facebook. You know, he's the one that was teaching about the headache problems that I'm having. I should go see him. You know, those things are going to start happening. If you do this long enough and you do enough videos and enough promotion, this is what you want. You want to be the local celebrity. You want to be the local authority, the local go-to person for all these healthcare problems. And this is the best way to do it. If you have questions or you need help with your Facebook ad strategy or any digital strategies, feel free to let us know. Go download the free resource. It'll be super helpful in getting you started in the process. And of course, reach out if you have questions.
Thanks for tuning in to the Chiro Basics Podcast. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. You can learn more about chiropractic success online at chirobasics.com. That's chirobasix.com. See you next time.